Our guest at the cafe this morning is the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Good morning.
How are you doing today, John?
Doing good. So I see there's a substitute justice of the peace and a sad story about the passing of Jenny Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Who's been in that position for quite some time?
Yes, she has. We lost her, so they've come up with a replacement. The Commissioner's Court swore her in. Her name is Shannon McCullough, and she will be serving until the committee that is made up of the Republican chair people that are of the voting precincts decides on what they will put on the ballot before the ballot has to be printed in August. So
she will serve at least until November, or at least until the election.
Correct.
And then we'll have an election.
Exactly.
Coming up in November.
Exactly.
For that position. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I saw another thing I think it's been in the printed edition of the paper, but also on Facebook, Farmers Market starting up in Cooper.
That's right. On June 30th, along with the Cruising on the Bricks event, we're going to try to have a Farmers Market. It's going to be a farm and wares market is what they're calling it. No booth fee, and all you have to do is register with the city of Cooper. And you can do that by email or by calling. And like I said, they're calling all gardeners, crafters, good cooks. They want everybody. So
it's not just produce.
Exactly.
But all kinds of things that people have.
Yeah, and we invite people to come dine on the square and listen to the free entertainment. They have some music every Saturday, the last Saturday of the month.
Well, I wanted to ask you about Cruising the Bricks. Is an event that has recently started, and the farmers market presumably would be another attraction as part of this thing called Cruising the Bricks. So what's Cruising the Bricks?
Cruising the Bricks is anybody with any kind of vehicle that looks nice and shined up. It doesn't have to be vintage. It can be new. Come and cruise like they did back in the day, I guess you would say, in Cooper. And you cruise, and then they park on the square, and everybody, it's kind of just a little mini car show. So it's pretty neat.
Well, now really, that was a tradition in small towns, I guess, certainly into the 50s.
People
would gather on a Saturday, I think more so during the day maybe than in the evening, although maybe in the evening as well. But people would gather on the square, drive into town.
Yes.
It's still
their Saturday trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then socialize.
Exactly.
So this is kind of the concept.
Well, even when I was a teenager, we had what was called the drag. So.
Well, yes. that I'm familiar with.
So I kind of thought it was a fun thing. So
Cruising the Bricks, and the Bricks, of course, refers to the bricks on the square.
Exactly.
In Cooper. How's that? Is there anything happening with that?
So far, it's been quiet.
Okay. So some discussion about what to do about the bricks here a while back. So the next one of those is Saturday, June 30th?
Exactly.
It's in the evening.
It is. Starts at 5.
And you mentioned that there's a good number of restaurants in downtown.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Cooper.
Everybody stays open later, so it's great.
We're talking with Cindy Roller, the editor of the Cooper Review, and then, as we say, the Farmers Market. They're hoping to get started that next event on June 30th. I saw something really interesting on your Facebook page. It didn't specifically have to do with Cooper and Delta County, but everybody in the area would be interested. First, you said what is the exit?
Exit 110.
On I-30.
On I-30.
Near Cumbie.
Yes. It's the main exit for Cumbie. It's been open.
And it hasn't
reopened.
It hasn't been open for some time.
A year, actually.
A year.
Yes.
Well, it does complicate things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But the reason for that, am I correct, is the construction of these safety or rest stops.
Yes.
Safety stops.
Safety rest stops, yes.
They're on I-30. At Cumbie.
Yes, that they're constructing on both sides of the road. So that will make that a lot nicer. Instead of seeing the trucks parked by the overpasses, they'll have an actual place to go.
Well, and these are going to be quite impressive structures.
Yes. Yeah, they'll be nice, just like you see when you're going to Austin and places like that and up in that panhandle.
And they're building, they're actual buildings there.
Yes, yes, with restrooms and and in fact, some of them have tornado shelters. So,
and I guess I have not been that way for a while, but you say so it's the construction is progressing.
Yes, it should be hopefully done this year. So the way it looks,
that'll be a nice thing for I-30.
Oh yeah,
and
absolutely.
for this region. Yeah. So we're looking forward
to
that.
Kind of stop towards Sulphur Springs. So that's good.
Yeah, and you say the lake levels are lake is full and
lake is full. Lake is good. I've been on the lake. It seems to be all right. So,
and they reopened the boat ramp at Doctor's Creek.
Yes.
At Cooper Lake State Park.
Right.
because it was flooding out.
Yeah, they've had to do some reconstruction of stuff after the flooding, but it seems to be a lot better now.
Things look good now.
Yeah.
Out on the lake. And so good. We're glad to hear it's full. And then you mentioned just very, very quickly, don't have much time, but the Delta Hope House, which is your food pantry there in Cooper, they're expanding.
Yes, they're extending their hours. They're open on Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 8. And in June, they'll also be open on the fourth Thursday from 4:30 to 7:30.
And they provide food for anyone in need.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Qualifying applicants.
I see. All right. Cindy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Cindy Roller, the editor of the Cooper Review. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.